Once upon a time, two men decided if they were making the cut. And then they made the cut. And now JT and Aaron are talking everything from wrestling to pop culture and beyond. Because it's no holds barred.
Will you back down, turn and run? Or stand up with the best?
North South Connection podcast listeners, welcome back to No Holds Barred. I'm JT. That's Aaron. I feel like that was the most formal intro we've ever done. And the reason I did it was because it's episode 50, my friend.
And I really appreciate the gold you sent me for the 50th anniversary of the show.
Episode 50 of the Place to Be podcast was in the summer of 2011. Does that make you feel old?
But should make you feel old.
I'm proud of our run here because we've talked about it a few times lately, just kind of the little bit of a sputter we were in a year ago this time. And I feel like we really pulled it together in 2020 and delivered a lot of content, a lot of episodes as North South launched. And here we are at episode 50, an unlikely occurrence in January of 2021.
Well, what we needed was the earth to stop so that we'd have time to do it. And here we are.
That's all. And just to stave off the crippling depression, that's all we had. So it is episode 50, and we're mixing things up a little bit on the show, which I guess we'll talk about quick off the top here. So through most of 2020, we had three No Holds Barreds a month. We had three of the 4 weeks. We're mixing that up a little bit here, and we're going to switch to two a month. So every other Saturday on the North South Connection, you'll get No Holds Barred. And that's because you and I are debuting a new show that'll air every other Monday, and you'll hear more about that in the coming weeks. Wanted to focus on No Holds Barred solely. We're going to have two rotating ideas for the year, unless we end up veering off and you know, not one of them does a click, we won't change it. But as of now, our plan is one Saturday a month, we're going to do what we're doing tonight. And it's kind of a continuing on our list journey that we were doing all through 2020, where we went month by month and ranked all the WWF pay-per-views in order from best to worst for every month. This year, we're going to do the same concept, but for workers. So we're going to do all the best WWF pay-per-view workers in January, all the best WWF pay-per-view workers in February. And we're basing that just kind of on the eye test, right? And just knowing who are the best. And also based on your match grades from your Year That Was project that you put together. So that's going to help us at least drive the conversation. More on that in a moment. Every other Saturday, we're going to do a live watch combined with, we're going to call it a North-South game night. So we're going to pick kind of a random game that we're going to play as we watch a match. So that'll be every other Saturday rotating with this No Holds Barred twice
a month. We'll be debuting with Monopoly.
Yes, obviously. So settle in. It's gonna be a long show.
Yeah.
So back to this. So we made a list of 41 people, right? Is that right?
Contenders.
Contenders.
41 contenders.
But we're gonna do a list of the top 25 for each month. We're gonna do the top 25 workers. We're gonna kind of loosely use the old NJPW system from the original GWWE project, the Place to Be Nation. If you're not sure or don't know what that means, we did N meant nuance, right? So kind of the nuance to their work, nuance to their character. J for jump up, which stood for jump up moments. So that's like any high end moments in their career. So did they win a Rumble? Did they win a world title at WrestleMania? Did they have one of the best storylines of all time in that month? So those are big time moments. Rumble winners obviously will probably score high in that era, or in that area, I should say. The P was for promo ability. So did they have any great promos talking? Less of it, you know, less probably important for us here, but you know, we'll weigh it. And then W is the straight work rate. So I think for us, that's where the match grade. You know, do they have a classic match? Do they have a stinker? Like, how do we want to weight that as we go? So, anything you want to cover on the system before we get going?
No, I think it's going to be a bit looser than the pay-per-views. Cause like pay-per-views, like you have a bunch of matches with a bunch of scores and this has got to be a little bit more on feel because otherwise, like a lot of guys that are in the early years of the January pay-per-view are going to get the short end and they don't necessarily deserve it because they did do a really good job of building up. Look, we're talking mostly about the Royal Rumble, obviously, in January. But without the guys from those early years, the pay-per-view wouldn't have felt nearly as important, and they do deserve some credit for that.
Yep, agreed. All right, so
you've randomized this, right?
I did randomize the list. So we have the 41 we're going to talk about. We're going to keep 25. We'll probably eliminate some as we go. And then we'll move who we want to move into the 25. So let's start with Bret the Hitman Hart. Fitting, as you guys will see in a week or two. why we're starting with him. Kind of funny it worked out that way.
Yeah.
So Bret Hart, he's been in five Rumbles that we know of. But what stood out for you most? Let's start with the work rate, work backwards. Like, what's his peak match?
Well, I think if you're going to give him credit, I think his peak match is the 94 Rumble.
Yep.
Like, I like the Diesel match. I think it's okay, but I don't think it's – I'm probably not as high on it as you are, that Diesel match, per se. And I actually think his match with Ramon, too, is quite good.
Oh, I love the match with Ramon. I think I had the Diesel match at 4.25, somewhere in there, maybe.
I have it at 3.
Oh, yeah, we're way off. You're in the Criscola world in that one. He's not a fan of that one, either.
Yeah, but I love their Survivor Series match.
Yes.
I love that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah,
This one, I don't know what it is. It just doesn't click for me.
Yeah, but I love the Rumble, the Razor Rumble Royal, Razor Ramon Royal Rumble 93 match.
Yeah.
It's just such a good quality, hard fought world title defense. It's like it's so much fun. So yeah, that's 94 is his best for sure. Yeah. And then I'd go Diesel then the Razor as top three. I don't think he really has any stinkers.
I think you could probably yes, he does. The Undertaker at
96. Oh God, that's right, the refrigerator match.
Yeah, yeah. I think you could also throw some love at
hate. You mean
at some? You could throw some hate at 96, but you could throw some love at the Quebecers against Bret and Owen.
Yes,
because we forget about that at 94. 94 is a really good year for him.
Yeah, for sure. That might be the best. I mean, that's going to be up there for one of the best single Rumble performances overall, when you consider his whole night. So yeah, all right. So I mean, he's all right. So obviously the big moments, 94 winning the Rumble, 97 with Austin, 94 with Owen. Yep. Those are probably his top three moments.
Moments, yeah. 92 having the 106 degree fever.
Yeah, yes, obviously. I'm not as concerned about promo, but nuance is kind of tough. That meant more for like character, which again, I think if we focus mostly on jump up moments and matches for this project, I think that probably makes the most sense.
Yeah, I think so. And look, I'm thinking he's probably lower and middle of the top third.
Yeah. Well, let me ask this too. I think for nuance, we could also factor in like how synonymous is he with the month, right? Like, do you lump in when you think of Royal Rumbles and January pay per views, you think Bret Hart, right? And I think I mean, I think in the early '90s, yes, I do.
I don't know.
Not Royal Rumble matches, but I think Royal Rumble pay per view. I mean,
in terms of main eventing, yeah, maybe. Okay,
defends the title at a bunch of them. Like he's always there. You know, he's only misses the one in '92.
Right. Yeah, I think so. That's fair. That's a fair thing.
Yeah. So if we're saying top third of the 25, so what do you want to put him like a 10 right now? Maybe.
Sure. Let's put him there and see. Okay. Because he's going to be an interesting one.
All right. Talk to me about Seth Rollins.
Why?
Because he's on your list.
Look, what I did, so to give you guys an idea of what I did for, full disclosure, I kind of made the list of guys and then we kind of bounced ideas back and forth. But with the list that I made is I went through my matches and anybody who had a great match, I put on the list.
Yep.
Right? No matter what, if he had a 4-star match or better match in January, I put him on the list. And her, because there's some women in here too. And then I went back over all the January pay-per-views and kind of looked and like kind of tried to spot check if I was missing anyone.
Yep.
And then put them on, right? So Seth Rollins makes the list because first and foremost, he makes the list because of the incredible triple threat at Royal Rumble 2015.
Yes.
That's a 5-star match for me. I think the match with Cena and Brock is incredible, and he's a really big part of it. But I think also to factor into Rollins is his performance at Royal Rumble 14, and which he's in there like kind of forever in it, and he's an important. Not that it's a good Rumble, and I think he's quite good again in the Rumble 19, which he wins.
Yep.
So it's a big jump up moment for him, but it's not it's not a great Rumble.
Right.
So I think we're really pushing, we're really hinging on how heavy we want to push this triple threat match.
Yeah. So I was, at that one live, which I believe you were too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that for a while in my head that was a 5-star, but I think I've come down a little bit when I watched it for the GWE, and I'm trying to pull up the grade right now. What did you have it at?
I kept it at 5.
Yeah.
I think it holds up 1,000% for me.
I went 4¾ when I watched it again. But either way, we're splitting hairs. It's one of the best Rumble matches of all time, probably. So, I mean, that's going to weigh in. He does win a Rumble, so that's another big moment.
Yeah.
He wins the tag titles from Jason Jordan.
I didn't even think about that, but yes. That wasn't something I felt I needed to bring up, but yes. I have that.
They lost. That's right. The Bar beat him, and he was teaming with Jason Jordan. That's right.
Well, then put it on the list, because I like to see him lose. I have that match we're talking about. It's the 36th highest match of all time for me.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, all right. So I think, like, how much do we weight that plus winning the Rumble? It feels like he shouldn't be that high, but I think he's going to have to be a little bit high right now.
Well, is he higher than Brett?
Let me ask you this. How much, and this is probably completely unfair to him, but how much of that matches on him at the Rumble at 15?
A lot of it.
Okay.
Yeah, look, I mean, Brock is a special case, but he's out for a lot of the match.
Yeah, so it is Cena and Rollins for most of it.
Yeah, and Rollins is the speed. Like, the thing I love about that match is how fast it moves.
Right.
And that's him.
Yep. So is he above Brett?
It doesn't feel right to put him above Brett.
It doesn't. So Brett's best match is with the Quebecers. That's probably a 4-star match, right? Somewhere in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for you, it's his best match is Diesel and is against
Correct.
Diesel.
Correct. So I need to get both of those. So I think he's got more depth.
Yeah.
And they both have a win.
Yeah, but Brett's better at the Rumble in general.
Hmm.
And all the Rumbles that Brett kind of is a big part of are good.
Yeah, so I'm fine putting Rollins at 15 for now.
Yeah, because look, like Rollins he's in like Royal Rumble 2014 for, I want to say like 40 minutes. It's something absurd, but you don't remember that, right?
I had no idea he was even in it. So.
Yeah, where the hell? Yeah, he's in it for 48 minutes. And the Rumble he wins is, what the hell is it now? The Rumble he wins, he's in 43 minutes. But there's nothing that stands out. Like, nothing stands out about those Rumbles than, say, like, versus Brett hobbling down to the ring, like, and selling the knee, right?
Right.
So I think that's got to ding him a bit.
All right. So let's move on to our next competitor, and that would be the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Woo!
So interesting case. Without his comeback, it'd be a real interesting case. You'd have 2 Rumbles, and one is the greatest performance of all time in 92. I don't think we probably need to dive into that one much. 93 is kind of a forgotten one, too. It's pretty fun for him. He kind of controls the first half of the match before Perfect throws him out, and that continues their feud.
Worst Rumble of all time, though. So.
You have it the worst?
Not anymore, but I think until we had the shit shows at like 15 and 14,
yeah.
I think it was probably the worst.
Hmm.
Or maybe, I think I might have had 95 below it.
So then he comes back and he's what, in 03?
Yeah, but...
Well, 02, he's got the match with Vince, which is great.
Yeah. He's in 05, he's got that spot with Batista where he tries to throw Batista.
Oh, that's an awesome spot.
It's so good. But he's nondescript in all the Rumbles that he comes back in.
Right, right. But he always gets a pop, and he always feels important when he comes out, and it's cool to see him mixing it up. But, I mean, he's got the greatest performance of all time in a Rumble, and he's got the Vince match. So that's...
He's got to at least make the list.
Oh, easy, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'd say, like, I think he's got a better resume than Rollins. I mean...
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Right? Probably about... Give him a Brett?
No. I don't think so, because we really are basing it on one match.
But it's the greatest match in January history, perhaps.
It's the I have it as the greatest match in January history.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a top 10 all-time GWE match for me.
That's going to be next year is going to be the matches by month.
God.
I think Brett's just got more.
Yeah. Yeah, the Vince match. What did you have the Vince match at? 4?
No, probably a bit less. I'm going to double check. I'll check. Probably 3.5, but I'm going to double check.
Okay.
You Rumble. Street Fight. Yeah, 3.5.
All right, let's put him right below Brett.
Okay. That makes sense.
You know, I'm better than the Ric Flair.
You know, everybody knows. yeah. And who's next?
CM Punk.
Interesting. So he's got a couple of really great performances.
Yeah.
And, but he's hard to rank high. So I think he's really like, I don't know how much you remember about Royal Rumble 2010, but does he come to mind when you think of that?
He's like the first thing I think of.
Yeah, and he's only in it for 10 minutes.
Right.
Like, it's crazy. That's how good that little segment. And then Triple H comes in and crushes him.
But he doesn't have much else, right? I mean, he loses to The Rock, and like, that's okay, that match, right? But
I think that match is actually pretty good. And yeah. But it's big. That's a really big match. Mm. I think his match at 12 with Ziggler is great.
Yep.
But it's forgotten. He's good in the 14 Rumble, but not great, but he's the Iron Man. Oh. And he's good in the 11 Rumble also, but not as good at 10 as 10. And then everything else is kind of pedestrian.
Yeah, I think he's like a borderline cut for me right now.
Yeah. I mean, look, let's put him at 25.
Yep.
And we'll push him down if we have to.
Okay. All right, the Hardy Boys.
Yeah, see, this is one, they're on the list, but I don't think they end up going anywhere. Like, I think these guys are probably like 26 kind of thing.
So what's their highlight? You get the tables match of 2000. You get the M&M match in 07.
That's it.
And then beyond that, it's just a bunch of indescript Rumble performances.
Yeah. And Jeff Hardy's in a couple of world title matches, but they're not.
Yeah, him and Taker's pretty good, right? No, not him and Taker. I'm thinking of Ray. Who's he fight? Edge at one?
He finds Edge and he fights Orton.
Yeah.
But they're fine. They're not like... Like, not memorable. So, I mean, I put them on the list because they have great matches, but I think they're probably our first cut.
Yeah, okay. I'm all right with that. All right, Dolph Ziggler.
So, this is a guy I didn't originally have on the list, right? Like, I had not put him, but then when I was going back over things, I'm like, oh, yeah. So, I think he has a 4-star match with Edge at 11. I think he's got a 4-star match with Punk at 12. And I think he's really good in Royal Rumble 2013.
Mm.
So I think he's on par with Punk at least, and maybe even a bit higher, which kind of pains me a bit.
Right. I mean, he's been in a ton of Rumbles too. He's lacking in moments. So one thing Punk has is the Rock moment that Ziggler doesn't really have.
Yeah. And as much as he's in Royal Rumbles a lot, he's got nothing that touches Punk's like 2010.
So what about Punk at 24 and Dolph at 25?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that.
I just think Dolph missing that moment hurts him.
I agree.
All right, Diesel. I'm assuming this does not count Isaac Yankov's Diesel.
No, it does not.
Okay, so Kevin Nash. yeah. So he's in 94, obviously, one of the most memorable Rumble performances ever. He's got the match of Brett 95 and 96. Cost Undertaker the title match, and pretty good performance in the Rumble.
Yeah.
And then what's he in later? He comes back for, is he just in 11, right?
Yeah, I think he's just in, well, and he's in 11 and isn't he in one more? He comes out to another one in as Diesel, doesn't he? But it's nowhere near the Rumble 11 one.
No, the Rumble 11 one's great, right? He gets a huge pop when he comes out.
Yeah.
That was the first time we've been Diesel in a while.
Yeah. They play that.
I don't think he's in another one. I think 11's it.
Yeah. All right.
Unless he's in his Nash. Hang on, let me check quick.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think he's in his Nash.
Oh, 2014. Yeah, he's in a Nash.
Okay. But whatever. I don't think he does anything in that one.
Yeah.
So I think this one's gonna hinge on how heavy we weight his the Diesel push and its influence.
A lot of influence. He's the first guy to really I mean, the guys before that had a bunch of eliminations, but not like that, where he stood alone in the ring and has pitched guy after guy after guy.
Yeah.
The crowd rallying him, you know, depending on what story you believe, saves his career, alters the course of Dirty History in many ways, and wrestling history, because if he flames out, do they ever do the NWO? Like, there's a lot of what-ifs, right? So if you believe that his job was on the rocks going into that match, then yes, it completely changes the course of wrestling history. I may think it weighs quite heavily. I like the Brett match more than you, so obviously that's going to weigh more a little bit for me. I think he's above Punk, but below Rollins.
I think maybe he might just be right above Punk.
Yeah. I think he's safely in, but...
I don't know. I mean, we're going to see, obviously, but...
Okay, we'll talk about it. Umaga.
Yeah. It's only that one match with Cena.
Right. But
and it is good at the 08 Rumble.
Yes. But, so again, how much it's probably below Rollins. Yeah. In theory, if you say, well, they both had a 5-star match, but Rollins has the Rumble win, right?
Yeah.
But like on the, you know, if you're looking at the Chad scale, right? Like is that 5 higher? I don't know. Like I think Chad caps out of 5, but
yeah.
On the 10 scale, I should say. But like where does that check in for you on your 5s? Like did you have Cena Umaga higher on your GWE list?
I don't think so. I do think so. Excuse me. I have it like slightly higher. So I have the triple threat at 36 and I have the Cena Umaga at 31.
Yeah. I think I had Cena Umaga like way higher, right? For recall, I believe. I don't have it right.
I believe so too. I think I'm a bit low. I have it at 5 stars, but I'm a bit lower on it because I really don't like the last man standing stip.
Right.
I just think it'd be so much better a match if he could have just passed out getting choked out by that rope. Instead of Cena having to get up and stand there while the ref counts.
So I had it at 10. 10th best match ever.
Whoa, that's crazy. Yeah. I mean crazy like that's high, not like...
Crazy like a fox. Insane.
Like a fox. What does the fox say? Do you know what the fox says?
It says bye.
Yep.
I have the Cena Rollins Brock at 30.
Okay, so you have it substantially higher.
Yeah. But Umaga, that's all he has.
Yeah.
But I think that match is more synonymous when you think Rumble. And it's a better Rumble show because of it.
Well, I don't know if it's a better Rumble show because of it. Like the other Rumble show is fucking terrible. Whereas
right,
like,
and this match doesn't carry it. Like,
but that's not its fault. Like, I mean, like the Rumble in 07 had a great Rumble that was well booked.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like they had the Hardys and Eminem. Like, I think the New Age Outlaws were in 2015.
So what do you want? I think I'd have Umaga one ahead of Rollins. Because he doesn't have the Rumble win, but he also doesn't have some of the other shit. Like Rollins has a couple, you know?
Yeah. All right, put him there for now and we'll see. It feels weird having Diesel so low, but it makes sense. Like
we'll see. He might move up. All right, Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns. All right. So... Here's a really interesting case.
And does this include Luther Reigns or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Luther Reigns.
Luther Reigns.
I think Roman Reigns is since... So he's got the... He's really good in the 2014 Rumble. It gets overshadowed by everybody being angry that Bryan's not in it, but he has a really good performance in that Rumble.
Yeah.
He carries it and he has all the eliminations. He breaks the record.
And everyone's rooting for him at the end.
Well, but that's kind of a misnomer, right? Because
it's because of Batista, but yes. And because of Brian, but still.
Like this argument of like, well, the year before everybody was cheering for him. Yeah, but there's circumstances with that. Like it's actually the same circumstance. It's just Reigns is in the
But I think event. Because it's – I think if it was someone else, they might not have definitely been cheered. Like I think Reigns had something to do with that.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like Curtis Axel could have gotten cheered over
Batista. If it was like Jack Swagger at the end, like I don't think he's getting big pops. You know what I mean? I think it's more like silence. But what do I know?
Right.
All right. So he's in 14.
Okay. Yeah.
He's in 15. He wins, obviously, that one with. I don't know if that's a positive or negative for him.
It's not good because he's terrible in the match.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. 16, he comes in as champion, right? And then he loses to Triple H. Kind of a down moment for him.
But he's in the whole match, though. And that match is actually, I think that match is really good. Like, I think that's kind of an underrated Rumble, but it's not carried by him.
Right.
But he is a big part of it all the same.
Right. All right, 17 fights Owens. And that's a good match, right?
I don't like it, but a lot of people do.
Yeah.
So I think we should count it as that. But 17 starts a really cool trend. So 17 is where they start using him in the Rumble to what I think is like... uber effectiveness.
Right.
Like they bring him in at the end and you're like, oh, here it comes. And
yes.
And so like 17 was the first time they did it because I think it's because they were making Orton win. And like you put him in there and all of a sudden Orton's win like gets a pop.
Right. It means more. Yeah.
But does the same thing with Nakamura. He did the same thing with McIntyre at 20. So like he's become a really important cog in the Rumble, I think.
Yeah, and we're not counting the greatest Royal Rumble.
No, he's not in that though.
No. So. Well, 19 he fights Brock. I mean 18 he fights Brock.
Oh yes, cage. Yes, yes.
Garbage.
Yeah.
19 is he at the 19 Rumble?
No, he's got the cancer.
That's right. The fake cancer.
Yeah. It went away. But so yeah, so
I don't think he makes the list.
I think he has to make the list.
Okay. Because of 14?
No, because of 14, but also because of how important he is to the Rumble now.
Yeah.
Like I think he's gotta go ahead of Diesel.
Yeah, I guess he has a Diesel push and then the other stuff on top of it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah. Roman Reigns.
Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose. Okay, so here's a weird one because, again, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to include this guy. But
right.
Then I started looking at it and, like, he's in the Rumble 14 forever.
Mm-hmm.
He has a really great match with Owens at 16.
Yep.
And then he has a good performance in the Rumble at 16.
Yep. I mean, that's his year, 16.
And then everything else is kind of diminishing returns, but
right.
That's a good little stretch there.
Yeah, not enough for me to make the list, I don't think.
No, I think probably above the Hardys, below Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, I think for those guys, I'm sticking them all at the end. We'll see. If we need them, we can reorder them.
Yeah.
I think we're going to find other guys, but we'll see. If we find ourselves with all those guys, we can reorder them quick.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I'll make you happy. I'll put the Hardys after. Okay. Mick Foley.
Foley is the cool. Okay, so, well, I mean, you break down Foley.
So, his first is in 97 is Mankind. He makes it to near the end. Has himself with Funk. So, a good showing there. 98 is the Three Faces of Foley.
Yeah, it's all over that match.
Yep. 99, obviously, is the infamous I Quit with The Rock. 2000, all-time classic with Triple H.
Yep.
And then 04, which is a memorable showing. And then does he pop in other ones from there? Probably a couple, right?
He's in 12 with the comedy spot.
Yep.
But I actually think that's a good comedy spot.
Yeah.
With Santino.
So I don't think he has, I mean, like he doesn't have a great Rumble match, but I mean, the I Quit and the Triple H match solidify it, right? So I think he's in the Umaga Rollins bucket.
He's got to be ahead of Umaga, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Where do you have the Triple H Foley match?
It's 5 for me.
Yeah, but is it like...
Oh, on the list? I had it at 17.
Okay, so below Umaga, but not sure. I had it 17 also.
But I think he's below Umaga. That match I had lower, but he's got other... He's got the Rock match, the 98 Rumble. I mean, Umaga doesn't have that stuff.
No. Is he ahead of Flair?
No.
Why?
Because I would have the 92 Rumble as a top. I have the 92 Rumble at number 8 on my list.
Yeah, me too.
So that's I have it. I mean, it's a decent chunk. It's 10 matches higher than the Rumble match.
Would you have Flair and Vince the same as Rock and Foley?
Probably straight grade wise. You could argue that Foley, I guess, is more of a moment. Beyond the Mat adds to that.
Right.
I don't know. That 92 Rumble just means more to me than the Triple H Cactus Jack title match.
I do too, but like we're trying to rank the greatest workers in January. Like, I'm wondering how much we can wait one match.
Mm.
Like,
I think January is so tied into the Royal Rumble match. And, like, that is the peak Royal Rumble match and performance. Like, it's not just another match. Like, it's an hour-long story that Flair tells in that match. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. Look, you don't need to sell me on the merits of that match. Like, it's one of my... It's probably the match I've watched the most.
Like, I just want to keep... I don't want to keep comparing it to other matches because there's nuance that makes it different. You know what I mean? I don't want to keep saying, well, I have that at 5 and Cena Umaga at 5. Like, one obviously means way fucking more and is way more of a performance, right?
Yeah. No, I get that. It's just... Does the other stuff matter, though?
His, like, Flair's other Rumble stuff?
Yeah, like, I mean, but then again, his other Rumble stuff's okay. Like, 93's okay.
You know, I think we kind of agreed coming in, right, that we were going to talk peak, we were going to talk bad.
Yeah.
And then if we need a tiebreaker, we could get into some of the other minutia. But You know, to me, their top two are grayed out the same. And I just think the Rumble of 92 means more. So, I mean, we could put Foley right after him, you know?
Yeah, let's put Foley right after him. Yeah. I'm surprised Bret Hart's lead, hanging onto this lead.
Well, we'll see. All right. Cody Rhodes. Why don't you tell me about old Code?
So, look, again, like, I don't think he makes the list. But, like, Rumble 09, Rumble 12, Rumble 13, Rumble 14, he's, like, kind of the glue to almost a large chunk of those Rumbles.
Right.
He's in them all, like, 30 minutes. So that's why I kind of wanted to just at least throw him out there to talk about, give him a bit of love, right? But I think he probably ultimately ends up below the Hardys, and he's probably our last place guy.
The Cody line. Yeah. All right, Triple H. So he makes his debut in 96. Yeah. Comes in first and has a pretty long run in that match. He's like the DiBiase of 90 in that match.
Yeah.
Gets tossed by Diesel late. 97. I think he just has a pretty... Oh, no, that's right. He's got the match of Goldust, which is...
It's boring.
Yeah. 98. I think he has a pretty forgettable run.
No, he's not
oh,
in
he's
it.
Hurt, right? Is that when he's hurt?
He yeah, hobbles yeah. out and eliminates Owen with the crutches.
That's right. 99, he's in, but not for much. 2000 obviously has the Cactus match. 01, it's yep. got the angle match, which is good.
I don't like that match.
Yeah, I said good. Not great, right? It's good.
Nah.
02 is obviously his big moment.
Yeah.
Wins the Rumble. Great pop for his return.
03 is his big moment.
03. Yeah, we'll have to debate how to wait that. 04, a very disappointing title match.
Yeah.
05, what's he doing 05? Is that
Orton?
Orton, it's oh Orton. God, it's
not,
yeah, that's
it's
bad.
Not good.
Yeah. 06, yeah. 06 is a good Rumble performance for him, yep.
Yeah.
07, but, he's hurt.
But not a good Rumble.
No, not a good Rumble, but good showing for him. Yeah. 07, he's hurt. 08, he's in, right?
He's in it for like 3 minutes. He's right. He's number 29 and Cena's number 30.
Right, Cena comes out, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, help me out from there, 09.
09, he's great. Because it's, I love the 09 Rumble because it tells the story of
Legacy. Or is that Legacy? The next year? Yeah, that's
09. No, it's 09. And he's the centerpiece of the faces, even though I don't like him as a face, but I think right. he does really well in that Rumble. Rumble 10, he's pretty good. He ruins the CM Punk thing, but then Michael super kicks him out, which is surprising and good. And then the next time I think we see him is 2016 when he wins the Rumble of the Championship.
All right, so I think he's going to make the list. I mean, he's got the Cactus match. He's got the 02 win, 16 win. I don't think he's got a lot of bad outside of Steiner. But
well, I think Michaels is bad. Like, and I think the Orton's bad, too.
I think those are worse than the Steiner because the Steiner is at least fun to watch. Those other two are kind of... Oh, the Orton match is just boring. So I think he's... Is he behind Rollins? That seems weird.
He should be ahead of Umaga.
Yeah, okay.
And below Foley.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah. Triple H sneaking onto these lists.
All right, Chris Benoit. So,
all right.
01, he has the great match with Jericho.
Yeah.
02.
He's hurt, isn't he?
Yeah, he's out. 03, he's out still, right?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Wait, what am I saying? He fights Kurt. All-time match.
All-time great match with Kurt.
04, he wins, obviously.
Yeah.
05, he's really good in the match, right?
He's in there forever.
Yeah, he's in there for a while. 06, was he gone for 06?
No, he's still there.
No, but doesn't he leave for a while?
I don't remember.
And come back at One Night Stand or something? Isn't that year?
One Night Stand.
One Night Stand.
No, he's in the 06. He lasts 30 minutes in the 06.
Oh, wow. God, I don't remember anything about that.
Yeah.
And then 07, he's in as well.
Yeah, but not as long, I don't think.
All right. So, I mean, you got the angle match and you got the win. So, I mean, he's going to be up there.
Well, and the Jericho match.
And the Jericho match. I think is he number one?
Well, so far he is, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he pretty much matches Flair's. You know, it's not as good as Flair, but he matches that at least.
It's nowhere near as good as Flair.
No, but he still goes one to the bell and wins it. So, I mean, whatever, in theory, right? But on top of it, you get the angle match, which...
Yeah, it's amazing.
Where did you have that at?
Oh, I have it at 5. You have it at 5?
Yeah, I meant on your GWE.
It's lower in the 5s, I think.
I had it at 72. So wow. I guess I don't have it at 5.
I have it at 38.
I must have had it at like 4.5.
I love that match. I love, love, love that match.
Stephen Graham's worst match of all time. And then, yeah, the Jericho match is great too.
Yeah, and probably guarantees the murders with that chair shot to the head.
Locks it in. Yeah. Yeah, all right. So I guess he's our top guy.
Great.
Hopefully that changes. Or Daniel Bryan.
Okay, well, I mean, another guy who, like, is kind of on the list just because. But, like, so he's got the Big Show and Henry at 11 in the cage in the opening match, which, I mean, isn't, like, earth-shattering or anything. But it's really fun, and it's fun to see him with those guys. I think he's got Bray Wyatt's best match of his career in 2014.
Yeah,
I
mean, sure.
Not that the bar is that high for that, but
the bar.
And then he's got the match with Styles at 19, which I think is a bit disappointing, but it's still really good. So I don't think he makes the list.
No,
but I think he's worth talking about.
Yeah. I mean, sure. It's worth the recognition. I mean, you know, I saw that the Bryan Wyatt match live, which was great. And it seemed like it was going to be the start of a great night for him. It just ended up not being it. How much do you count against him? And it's not really fair, but the aura, like, it's more on the booking than him. But his presence and lack of presence in 14 and 15 really hurt those matches. Like, 14 not being in there, like, completely ruins it. And him just getting pitched out in 15 like nothing completely ruined that match, too. Again, not his fault, but...
No. What a stupid move. Why couldn't they just leave him, at least leave him in there for 15?
He should have never been in 15. We've talked about it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, he should have won. I actually think he should have won the match.
Well, but if he's not going to win, you don't have him in it.
No.
Just have him return the next night. Just say he wasn't cleared yet. That's all. It's very simple.
Unless you can have him in it if a heel is winning.
Yeah, just don't have him in it. If he's not going to win, just don't have him in it. Just say he wasn't cleared in time. We cleared him a week later. That's all you need to say.
Yeah. All that to be said, I think he's probably below Ziggler.
Yeah.
Below Ziggler ahead of Ambrose?
Yeah, so probably just outside looking in right now. Yeah. Okay. All right, Edge.
All right. Okay, well, Edge...
99, 2000, just kind of nothings, right?
Nothing. He's not there, and he's there in a one.
Oh, one they have the. That's a pretty good opener. The Dudleys and Edge and Christian.
Yeah, it's fine. I think he really starts cooking in 05.
Yeah, because 02 he's got the Regal match, which were fine again, kind of disappointing. 03, he's pretty good in that 03 match.
Yeah, he's fine. Like I think 05, he's like one of the Iron Men of the match and heavily focused throughout it.
And he's got the Shawn match on the undercard.
Yeah, which is very good. Mm-hmm. I think his next big thing is the Cena match at 06 is good.
Yeah, the spaceship.
Yeah, the spaceship. He's good in the 07 Rumble where he's working with Orton. He's got the surprise win at 10. Yeah. He's got the Jeff Hardy match in there too. I think it's
got the rematch at 08. It's fine, right?
Yeah, it's fine. He's got the four-star match with Ziggler at 11 and the return in 2020.
Right.
Which I really like the 2020 match, and he's a pretty big part of it.
Yeah. So I think he's in, but the back end.
Yeah. Is he ahead of Diesel?
He doesn't have that one marquee moment or match. I guess his 2020 return would be it.
Yeah, that's I would put that on par as a moment.
Okay, so how about Reigns?
Yeah, Edge also has a win, by the way.
Yeah, I'd put him above Reigns, I think. Well, yeah, Reigns has two wins, right?
No, he's got one.
Oh, he's got one. Yeah, okay. So, yeah.
He's just always at the end. He's got a million, right. Like, top of final four finishes.
All right, here's one. Here's an interesting one for us, anyway. Kane, which, I don't know, are we counting Glenn overall or just the Kane character?
I guess we could, but why?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I don't know. This is something to think of because he would have been in... 96 is Yankum.
Is he in the Rumble as Yankum?
Yeah, he's in there. Yep, he's in there as Yankum. And then 97 is Diesel.
Yeah.
98, he doesn't wrestle, but he burns Undertaker alive.
He burns his brother alive.
99 is the straitjacket stuff, right?
Yeah, he's like the only over guy in the match for the first 40 minutes.
2000,
he's just in there. 2001, he's got it's the big run.
Yeah, that's his great performance.
Yeah.
And he was awesome. He was legit great in that match.
Yeah. But then everything since then is just pedestrian. He's in the Rumble and throws at a couple guys, doesn't win.
Right. Yeah. He does hold the record, right, for most eliminations or whatever?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, did Reigns overtake him?
Are you talking about all time?
I thought he had the record for all time eliminations.
Like in one match or everything?
Everything. Like he's eliminated the most guys in Rumble history.
There should probably be a project that's tracking these things.
Jericho may have, I think it's Kane. I think it's Kane. But I don't know. Is 0-1 enough to get him on the list? Probably not.
It is Kane.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah. Oh, wait. As of 2018, I don't think anybody would have passed him.
No, because Reigns wasn't in 19, right?
Right. But Reigns isn't even close all time.
Okay. Edge would be the only other one I could think of. I mean, Jericho.
He never eliminates a lot of people.
Yeah, that's good. All right. It's got to be Kane. So is 0-1 and Burning going to take her alive enough to get him on the list? Probably not, right?
I don't think so.
He's such a stalwart. It feels like he should be on there, but...
I know, but it's just his presence is there. Yeah.
Let's put him at 25 for right now.
Sure. So we're officially bumping off Dolph Ziggler.
Well, no, because these may all move up if we don't get enough guys.
Right, that's true.
All right. Chris Jericho.
This is an interesting one. Like, because this is the guy who's been in the Rumble the longest, right? Yep. He got the Benoit match at 0-1, which is great. I think the Rock match at 0-2 is great too.
Mm-hmm.
He's really great in the 0-3 Rumble. He's really great in the 0-5 Rumble. He's good in the 0-9 Rumble. And then he goes through this period, like he's the last one in Rumble 2012, but he's fighting Sheamus at the end, which is a good moment. But then 13, 16, and 17, he is running those Rumbles.
Right.
He's in at the beginning, and he is like the guy running everything. So it's like he doesn't have the tip-top moment, but he's so important to the event.
He's got the Benoit match.
Yeah, but I don't think that's as tippy-toppy as like...
No, but it helps.
Yeah. He's in 2000 also.
Mm-hmm. And he's in the triple threat, right?
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think he's probably in between Rollins and Edge, right in there somewhere.
I feel like he should be above Rollins and Umaga.
Yeah? Well, even without the 5-star?
Yeah, because he brings so much other stuff to the table.
Right. A lot of intangibles.
Below Triple H.
Okay.
I don't want to ever put... Can we just put him above Triple H in principle?
All right, Shawn Michaels.
Okay, well. All right.
Does he have enough to pass Chris Benoit? So, early Rumbles, kind of whatever, right? 94 is Price for a real good performance.
Well, we got to bring up the Orient Express in 91, too.
Oh, great, yes. Yes, great tag. The Jannetty match is fine, too. In 93. In the Rumble, 94 is his first big performance. He wins back-to-back.
Yeah.
95 is a great performance, even though it's a short Rumble. 97, he's got the decent match with Sid, but a big moment. Yeah. Winning the title in his hometown. 98, his final match, really, with Undertaker for that run.
Underrated. Underrated match.
Well, their other stuff is so good, you just forget about it.
Yeah.
03, great moment.
Yeah, tossed right away.
By Jericho. 04 is a black mark.
Yeah.
05, the great match with Edge. And I think he's pretty good in the Rumble. Kicks off the angle, which is memorable.
Yep. 06, he's fighting the McMahons.
Yep.
He gets tossed out. 07 is like that.
Awesome. Yes.
Awesome Undertaker. And then 08, they like pick it back up.
It's awesome. They start off with it.
And then Michaels eliminates Undertaker, which makes it like he spends the whole match. And then 10 is like a masterpiece for him.
Yep.
So, I mean.
I think he's our number one. He doesn't have the 5-star, but he's got way more consistency of great high-level stuff.
I'm pretty happy to put him above Chris Benoit. Yes, so.
Yeah, I don't want Benoit on the list. But I think Michaels legit has a claim. I don't think it's like crazy.
No, no, no.
And 07 is the best ending to a Royal Rumble match of all time. Like the last, like the best ending sequence.
Right.
I mean, it's like a 10-minute match, right? Between him and Taker, or 5-minute, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
All right, Finn Balor.
Again, he's not going to make the list, but I wanted to point out he's really good. I think the Royal Rumble 18 is, mm-hmm. I think we rated it, we rated that pay-per-view second all-time January pay-per-view.
Yeah, I mean, I had the two great Rumbles and the winners. Yeah, I mean, that's, yep.
Yeah, and I believe that I rated that as like the second or third best Rumble of all time.
Yep.
Like, I think that Rumble's really good, and he's the Iron Man, and he's good the whole time.
Well, Scott's big pick that year, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember if he comes in at one. I think he does, actually. No, Rusev comes in at one. I think he comes in at two.
Which is basically one.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so he has that, and he is, yeah, he's number two. And then he's got what I think is a sneaky little really fun match with Lesnar at 19.
So is he enough to go over, like, Bryan?
Yeah, probably.
Ziggler?
Yeah.
Kane?
No, probably not.
Okay. All right. So maybe Seeks hit a 25. We'll see how things play out.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre.
Oh, Drew. Okay. Well, he doesn't have enough yet, but I mean, I don't even, his earlier stuff, it's so nondescript. It's not right. Even worth talking about, but it's not bad either, but he's really good at the 19 Rumble and he's great at the 20 Rumble.
So where would you have him down the bottom here? Above Balor?
He does win. Yeah, probably above Balor.
Okay.
Not above Kane, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he's just not in a ton.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Batista. So, his first one, was he in? He's in 03, and he makes the final four, right? Which is a cool showing out of the gate. 04, he wins the tag titles with Flair.
Yep.
05, obviously, he wins. Great performance. He's hurt for 06. 07's got the shaky match with Kennedy.
Yeah.
08, 09, 10, I'm shaky on. Is he in those?
He's in 08, but I don't think he lasts that long. 10 he's in. He's in at the end, and he's an important part of 10. Right. Because he's the one who actually eliminates Michaels, and he's in his heel role too.
Yes.
Which is quite good. He lasts 37 minutes in 08.
Is he in 09? I don't think he's in 09.
Yeah, he's the Iron Man of 08, and 08's a really good Rumble.
10, and then, of course, he comes back, and we get the 14 debacle. Yeah. But he did win, too.
Yeah. Just check if he's in 09.
I don't think. He must have been hurt.
No, he's not in. Okay. Yeah. Fucking Jim Duggan is, though. God damn it. The reach to 09 for Jim Duggan. So, yeah, he's got two wins. He's got a great performance at 05. Even though he's not in it that long. And he's probably
Iron Man in 08, the tag title win. He's got a lot of volume. Is he like a poor man's Jericho with the two wins, though?
Yeah. So Jericho's got like the match quality and Batista has the two wins. But one of the wins was not a good moment.
Right. Not really his fault, but yeah.
No.
So what do you think? Above Umaga? Below Umaga?
Above Umaga, below Jericho?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think he's like a poor man's Jericho. All right. Ted DiBiase.
I just put him on here because, again, like it's one of those early guys. He's the Iron Man at 90, which is like legitimately a great Rumble, and he's a really important part of it. He's got that first like buying of the
89, and he makes the final. Yeah. And so I think he's actually synonymous with the early Rumbles. Like when you think of those early Rumbles, you think of him by like, that's like a big through line on those. In 91, you get the Virgil stuff, which is big. Yep. 92 is kind of a throwaway for him. 93, he's got a good run. And then that's it, right?
He doesn't have a good run in 93, does he?
Yeah. I think he's in there for a bit, isn't he?
Because 92, he's out immediately. He's the first person eliminated in 92.
92 is a waste. I thought 93 was in there for a while.
Oh, yeah, he's in 25 minutes.
Yeah.
But again, it's not a good Rumble, so.
So I think this is like, I'd have him, I think, in the back, like 20 to 25 range right now. Maybe around Diesel. Because I feel like the buying stuff is so embedded in those early Rumbles. Like, that's such a big, and then the Virgil moment.
Yeah. Okay, put him ahead of Diesel.
Like, I love that back-to-back. He buys the number 89 that gets forced to be number 1 to 90. Like, that's so
good. Yeah,
great.
It's good. It's good. Okay, put him there, and we'll figure it out.
All right, talk to me about Sheamus.
Okay, well, like, Sheamus is a guy that I think is just, like, I think he just thrives in this kind of setting, right? I think he's really good at the 11 Rumble. He's really good at the 12 Rumble, and he wins. And he's a really big part of the 13 Rumble. And he's in a bunch of other ones, too, but I think those are highlights. I don't think he makes the list. I think he probably, like, maybe like, right above the Hardys. I don't think he crosses to, like, Dean Ambrose. Although he does win, but, like, he doesn't have a great match or anything to go with it. Know what I mean?
Yep. Agreed.
Just below Ambrose.
Okay. So I think we keep thinking this is, like, the bottom of the list, but I don't know. Like,
yeah, it looks like the
middle. Like, we had a huge gap at the top here. So if we shift up that first half, like, a guy like Ambrose may actually be in, you know what I mean, right now?
Yeah.
Well, but let's see. See how things play out. All right, AJ Styles. Great, okay. Amazing 16.
Yeah. And a really big reason why that match is great.
Yes. 17.
All-time match with Cena.
Yep. 18.
Very good match against Zayn and Owens.
19.
He fights Bryan, and it's a bit disappointing, but it's still good.
And then
20. Yeah, and 20. 20, he's good in the Rumble.
So I think he's safely on. The Cena match alone gets him in.
Yeah. Cena and 16 have got to put him high.
Right. So is he above Foley? Above Triple H?
I don't think so. Above Jericho, maybe?
Yeah, I think he's above Jericho.
I don't think above Foley and Triple H.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Because it's not like Jericho won one, and he doesn't have that marquee match that Styles has.
No.
Okay. Asuka.
Okay, I mean, I wanted to throw some love to some of the women. Winner of the first Women's Royal Rumble, and she's really good in it. She's got a great match with Becky at 19 and a great match with Becky at 20.
Yeah, so I think she's in safely. I think I want to edge up here. Do you have her above Rollins?
Rollins?
Yeah, probably not, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, above Edge?
No.
Above Reigns?
No.
She's above DiBiase.
Yes.
Right. Okay. I think that's fair. Okay. All right. Rey Mysterio.
Booyaka, booyaka. Okay. He's okay in 03. He's okay in 04. 05, he's really good. I think that's actually his best Rumble performance.
Yep.
06, he wins, but he's not good in that.
No, not at all. Yeah. So much laying around.
That's it. He's got the really good match with Undertaker at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I like his return at 18. Yeah. He has like a little bonus.
He gets booted out of the fucking building in 14.
Yeah, not his fault. I think we're edging towards the bottom of the list with him.
The bottom or the bottom of the 25-ish?
I don't know. Like, I mean, it's like I don't want to say he's synonymous with the Rumble, but he's always kind of in the mix and important in it.
Right. Is he like, above Punk?
Probably.
He's got the win.
Yeah.
He's probably above DiBiase.
Okay, so put him right above DiBiase.
Under Asuka.
Yeah.
All right, it's an interesting one, the Ultimate Warrior. So he's in 88, kind of a throwaway. 89's got the pose down, which is a big moment. 90, all-time Rumble moment. 91, the title match of Slaughter. And that's it, right?
That's it. But, like, so important.
I know. I think, all right, so where is he, like, versus this Diesel, DiBiase, Mysterio bunch?
See, like, I feel like he should be ahead of Ted DiBiase.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Ray?
Yeah, he feels more important than Ray.
Yeah, but It's overall Worker, remember?
Yeah. But Worker is one of the sections, right?
Yeah. I mean, 88's kind of a throwaway.
Yeah.
89, the pose down, depends how much you weigh into that.
Throwaway.
Yeah, 90 is an iconic moment. And 91's like a good match, like 3-star match.
Yeah.
But a big moment, too. And with the blowjob of Sherry.
No! Okay, so maybe ahead of DiBiase, below Mysterio.
Yeah, all right. It feels weird, but...
Yeah.
Okay, The Undertaker.
Back up as we go.
So, great debut in 91. Kind of disappointing in 92, honestly, given the push and where he was at.
Yeah, but he was so involved in the storylines that it was okay.
Right. But still.
Yeah.
93, he dominates until Gonzalez destroys him.
Giant Gonzalez.
94, he dies.
Yep.
95 is a terrible IRS match.
The crowd dies.
96 is the rough Brett match.
Yeah.
97, pretty good Vader match. Big in the Rumble. 98, get the casket match. He dies again.
Yeah.
99, he just kind of comes out right to Sacrifice Midian. Yes. Yeah. Or Viscera, whoever it was. Not a 2000.
Yeah.
01, he's just kind of in the Rumble, right?
It's fine. In nondescript. 02, he's got the Maven shit.
Yeah, which is great. 03, he's in the finals.
Yeah.
Before he's not there. Yeah. 05, is that Heidenreich?
Yes.
Yeah. 06.
Is he there? I don't know. He comes back at the end.
That's right.
To scare Mark Henry. Thing.
07 and 08 are great. Yeah, they mirror Michaels pretty much.
Yeah.
09.
I don't remember him at 09 at all.
I don't think he's in 09. Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah, he's in there.
What does he do? Is he just in the match?
I guess, yeah. 10 is where Sean stalks him. Is that one? Oh, no. 10, he fights Ray.
Fights Ray. And then is the next one 17, where he gets eliminated by Reigns?
I guess. I don't know how high up the list he is.
It's hard. Like
he's got a lot of crap.
Yeah. Can we just put him at like 13?
Yeah, keep him there? He's just kind of got the balance. He's like at the a lot of great and a lot of crap, just like at the GWE list with him.
Well, that's why I remember when we were doing the GWE wrestler, I was like, he can't be number one
right. Because
there's just too much
garbage. Yeah.
Garbage. You want to just put him below. It feels like he should be ahead of Rollins and Umaga.
Yeah, he just doesn't have the big match.
Yeah.
But. I mean, 07 is great.
Yeah. And 08. He's really great in 08, too.
All right. How about Batista?
Well, Batista's got the two wins.
All right. What does Taker have? One win?
Yeah.
All right. Let's put him below Batista for now.
Okay. Maybe we have to put him ahead of Batista.
Yeah. All right. Leave him there for now. All right. Kevin Owens.
Okay. Great match with Ambrose at 16. He's really good in the 16 Rumble, too. And he's got the match with Reigns. Going low.
Yeah, so toward the bottom.
Yeah, probably below Ambrose and Shane. Probably right above the Hardys.
Yeah, okay. Just not enough volume.
Yeah.
All right, Nakamura. He's got the win.
And a great win.
Yes.
Like, because he's in there like 50 minutes. And it's an all-time great Rumble. So, but there's nothing else. But so, next year, he's a jobber.
Right. But he's only in the two after that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because there's only been two since then.
So, how much does one win weight? Like, where's he versus Warrior? Or Asuka? Asuka's a good comp, but Asuka's got two better matches, right? So...
Yeah, Asuka has two, I think, 4-star matches, and then the win at the Rumble. So
right, so she's above him. How about Warrior?
Warrior screams Royal Rumble in a way Nakamura doesn't.
DiBiase. DiBiase's become kind of our cut line.
Yeah. I guess ahead of DiBiase.
Yeah, because you look at this, like the guys after him is kind of blah. Diesel feels a little low maybe, but...
Well, yeah, maybe we'll move him up, but
yeah. Well, let's see who else we got.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch.
Okay, so she's a kind of the mirror of Asuka, although so she's got the two great matches with Asuka, right? Mm-hmm. She's really important to the first Women's Rumble because she's one of the Iron Women.
Yep.
Her and someone else we're going to talk about coming up. She wins the 19 Rumble, which was pretty big. And I think she's got a really good match with Charlotte at 16.
Okay, so she's above Asuka.
She has to be, I think, yeah.
Above Reigns? I mean, based on what you told me, it sounds like it.
Yeah, I know. It's just Reigns just feels so... Like, mm-hmm. he's like, Reigns is the perfect Royal Rumble performer now.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not now. Maybe it's done now.
Right.
But maybe above Reigns, below Edge? But even Edge feels...
I think I might have her above Edge.
Below Rollins.
Yeah, probably because of that stupid fucking triple threat keeping him there.
Right.
Yeah, I think she's that important to the women's division and to what they did with those Rumbles.
Okay.
All right, Hulk Hogan.
Okay, well, he's got to go high.
Multiple wins.
Yeah.
92, obviously a huge storyline.
89, huge storyline.
89, huge storyline. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
88, the contract signing.
All right, so match him with Brett and Flair and Foley for me.
It's so hard. It's comparing two completely different things, right? Like, okay, look, work rate, they all blow him away, right? Importance, the only one close, I think, is Flair. And what was the other promo and nuance?
Yeah, which don't really count with this as much. I mean, he is synonymous with the early Rumbles. I think he... God, every time I want to say he's above, but then Foley's got the 5-star match. And moments.
Yeah.
Probably above AJ. Well, AJ's got the Cena match.
Yeah, but no one feels as important as him.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, I think ahead of Foley.
Yeah, but he's not even in those Rumbles that long, you know?
I know, but he's the centerpiece of them.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Like, we shouldn't be. Shouldn't be a thing. Okay, look, between Foley and Triple H.
And he does have the Warrior moment.
Yes.
So should he be this much higher than Warrior? I guess so. He's the centerpiece of multiple Rumbles.
All right, and he wins two of them.
Yeah.
And he's in 4, and Warriors only wrestles at 2.
Okay.
This is crazy.
It does. It feels nuts to have him this high. Yeah. All right, The Rock.
We're getting some heavy hitters at the end here, so I think we're going to move it down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, huh? We get some big ones.
You want to talk us through The Rock?
Yeah, so The Rock, 97 is kind of whatever Rocky might be. And 98 is kind of his breakout, honestly.
Yeah.
He's great in that Rumble. 99, you get the I Quit. 2000,
and
he wins.
The ending was Shamrock, too, in that match.
With Yep. 2000, he wins. Not a great Rumble, but he wins.
Yeah.
A 1, he's really good in the Rumble with that field. Yeah, he's awesome.
He's in it. I think he comes in at like 6 or 8. Like, he's in really early.
He is in, I think it's 6 or 7.
Yeah. Because Kane's the Iron Man, but Rock is in there the whole time, too.
Yeah,
and he's the second. He's the third runner up, or the second runner up.
Yeah, I think it's down to him, Austin, and Kane. I think.
Yeah.
Because everyone expected it to be Austin or Rock.
Right.
02, he's got the great match with Jericho.
Yeah. And then I think
that's it. Very 13, right?
Yeah, and I think it's a very good match with Punk.
Yeah. All right, so he's obviously up there. He's got the 1 win, so that puts him kind of in the Taker range.
Yeah.
He's got the Jericho match and less crap. So I think he's above Taker. Is he above Batista?
Yes.
Above Jericho? I think so.
Yeah, because below Styles.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't know. He does have the match like Styles, but he's got so much other volume.
Yeah. Like, I think like his Rumble 01 cancels out Styles' Rumble 16.
Right.
And but then Rock doesn't have that Cena match.
No, he's got the I Quit. He's got 2000 win. 98.
He's also the Iron Man in 98, right? Maybe he should go ahead of Styles.
I think he should go above Hogan.
Above, yeah, maybe.
I think definitely above Triple H.
He's not as synonymous with the Rumble as Hogan is.
Right. All right. Him right below Hogan. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Kurt Angle.
All right.
So, 2000's got the awesome moment with Taz.
Yeah.
01, the okay match with Triple H. 02, he's great in the Rumble.
Yeah.
03, he's got the Benoit match. 04, he's got that Big Show, whatever, right?
Yeah.
05 is great, where he murdered Shawn Michaels. And then 06.
Farts Mark Henry.
Yeah.
And we're not going to say anything bad about Mark Henry.
Never. And then he's in one of the late ones, right?
No, 06 is the last one.
No, isn't he like 19 or something?
Oh, yeah, whatever. Who cares? All right. So he's ahead of Umaga.
Yeah, because he's got the 5.
Maybe that's where it stops.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you put him above Taker.
No.
Okay. All right, who's next?
Another heavy hitter.
John Cena, was he next?
Yeah, okay. He's next.
All right, Cena's obviously got a loaded resume here as well.
He's number one. He's number one.
You have his number one?
Well, I mean, look, you want to go through it? Go through it.
No, it's okay. Tell me why.
Well, 05.
Tell me more.
Tell me more. Like, did he have a chain? Rumble 05, he wins, and he's great in it. He's got the Umaga at 07. He's the surprise at 08, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
09, he's just fighting JBL. It's not good.
He's poopy.
But Rumble 10, he's important in the match. Rumble 13, he like wins, but he's really important in the match. He's got the shit with Kane at 12, but whatever. He's in 11. He's got that stupid comedy spot with Hornswoggle. He's got the bad match with Orton at 14, but then he's got the triple threat with Brock and Seth. He's got the match with Styles, and he's fucking awesome in the 18 Rumble loss as well.
Right. Okay.
I mean,
yeah, I'm fine with him. Number one. Hard to argue. All right, Charlotte.
Okay, very good match with Becky Lynch at 16. Very good match with Bayley at 17. Really good in the 19 Rumble, and she wins the 20 Rumble.
So,
below Asuka.
Yep. Below Rey.
Below Warrior.
I think she's definitely above Nakamura.
Although Nakamura's performance in the Rumble is way better than anything she does in any of those matches, but she has the volume.
Well, she's ahead of DiBiase.
Yeah.
All right, we can put her right below Nak.
Yeah, let's see.
All right, how about Brock?
Nak and Brock. Why did we never get that match?
Yeah, stupid.
I would have loved that.
All right, so Brock, 03 wins.
Yeah.
04, it's Holly.
Yeah.
And then he's gone till what?
13. No, he doesn't fight at 13. 14.
Yeah, 14's got the Big Show match.
He just beats him up with a chair.
Kind of a waste. 15's got the great match.
Yeah. 16, he's in the Rumble.
Yeah.
He gets eliminated. 17, same thing. He gets killed by Goldberg. 18, he fights Strowman and Kane, and it's not good. Yeah. 19, he fights Balor, but it's great. And then I think he's really great in 20.
Okay. So he's probably middle of the pack.
Yeah. I know that 20 is a lot of booking, but like he pulls it off.
So he's kind of in the Rollins Umaga range, right?
I think he's ahead of both of them.
Yeah. Ahead of Kurt?
Probably. He's got to win.
Ahead of Taker? No.
I guess not. Batista feels too high every time I look at him.
Yeah. All right, let's finish this out, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah.
We only got three more. All right, Steve Austin. he's kind of middling in 96, wins 97, wins 98, as a major part of 99, and then 2001 wins again. So he's the only three-time winner.
Yeah. He's a major part of 02 as well.
Yeah, yeah. He's is he our number one? No, number two? Is he ahead of Michaels?
He's ahead of Benoit.
Yes. I mean, he wins three Rumbles.
Yeah, put him ahead of Michaels. Well, Michaels, I don't know. Because Michaels has the two wins, which is less, I know. But Michaels has the catalog of Michaels stuff is really big.
Right. Yeah, I think he's after Michaels, ahead of Benoit.
All right.
Top three, and he's not going to get passed, so that's our top three. All right, Randy Orton.
Orton, two wins, which you wouldn't imagine, right?
Right.
I think he's really good at he's really good at the Rumble 04, because that's the stuff when he's dominating until Cax comes out. He's good at the 07 Rumble. The match with Triple H 05 is not very good. He's good in 06 but he's not in it that long. He's really good in 09. He's got the shit with Cena at 14. And then he's just kind of this consistent presence in the Rumble. And he wins at 17. And it's not a great win.
No. So I think... where is he versus, like, Reigns?
Well, this is the problem. Is that I think he should be ahead of Batista.
Mm.
But Batista's too high.
Right.
Right? So, like, I think Orton's probably ahead of Reigns, I guess.
How about Becky?
I mean, Becky feels more important.
How about Rollins?
He's more important than Rollins.
Umaga?
Rollins. Umaga. He's more important than Umaga, too.
I think Rollins should be above Umaga.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's just got the other stuff.
Okay.
I think we should move Becky up one, Edge up one, and then put Batista with Reigns. They're kind of similar.
I put Reigns ahead of Batista. Maybe not. No, Batista's a bigger star.
Yeah. And then where do you want to put Orton?
Ahead of Batista.
Okay. All right. So we fixed your Batista problem.
Yeah.
All right. And last but not least, Sasha Banks.
Okay, so I feel like I say okay.
I think we missed someone too. Did I delete someone by accident or something?
Banks relies on two matches. I think as much as Becky Lynch was really good at the 18 Rumble, I think Banks is even better. I think she carries that 18 Rumble until the very end. She's the Iron Woman. And I think her match with Rousey at 19 is legit great.
The Hardys. I deleted the Hardys by accident. Okay, so where do you have...
Like, she should probably be in the range of Asuka.
Yeah. Ahead of Rey and Warrior. Warriors are 25 right now.
Ah! I don't want to push him out, but...
I mean, we kind of ranked all 40, so it doesn't really matter. We can read the 40 if you want, but...
No, we're doing 25. I mean, I feel like the Warrior should be in.
Yeah. So put her. Someone's got to go, unless you want her at 26.
I guess put her at 26.
Okay.
Because she doesn't have the win.
All right. Look at the list quick. Anything you want to change?
I don't think so, but let's... Maybe Brett. Brett feels high, but... All right, well, let's just read through it, and we'll see it.
I think Brett should be below Flair, Foley, his win just doesn't mean as much, you know? It does, but...
Yeah.
I think I'd have him down... God. I think I'd have more with Jericho.
Like ahead of Jericho?
Yeah.
It feels weird putting Styles ahead of him.
Yeah, how about below Triple H? Which would kill him if he knew this.
I never want to put him below Triple H, but...
Like that.
Put him ahead of Triple H. Come on.
Okay. Okay.
Personal biases.
I think that makes sense right there.
Okay. All
right. So 25 is the Ultimate Warrior.
24 is Rey Mysterio.
23 is Asuka.
22, Roman Reigns.
21, Batista.
20, Randy Orton.
19, Edge.
18, Becky Lynch.
17, Umaga.
16, Seth Rollins.
15, Kurt Angle.
14, Brock Lesnar.
13, The Undertaker.
12, Chris Jericho.
11, AJ Styles.
And rounding out the top 10 at number 10, Triple H.
Oh, he's at the back of the best. Bret Hart at number 9.
The Rock at 8.
Hulk Hogan at 7.
Mick Foley at 6.
Ric Flair at 5.
Chris Benoit at 4.
Steve Austin at 3.
Shawn Michaels at 2.
And our number one January worker of all time, John Cena.
I wonder how many of these...
Huh?
I feel like Cena's going to win a lot of these.
He probably is. It'll be interesting at the end of the year. Who wins the most months? We should overall like point these to like Cena gets 25 points and down for this, and then we can see who has like the most points.
Like we did with the years, and then...
Yeah, so Shawn Michaels has 24 points. Austin has 23 points. Let's do that, and then we'll keep a master list.
Sure. But yeah, that's fine.
God, Flair feels a little low going in, but I know we talked it out why. So
yeah, I feel like he should be ahead of Benoit, but it's just because Benoit. Or we could just strike Benoit from the list, and then Sasha Banks gets in at 20.
No, we've committed at 25. To not doing that on these things. So.
Yeah, I guess.
I think it's good. I think. The one-hit wonders ended up in a good spot. Like, I think they were too high before. Like, Seth Rollins and Umaga more toward the bottom makes sense to me.
Yeah. I'm glad Reigns got in. Like, I know he doesn't have the volume, but, like, man, he's just so effective now. Mm-hmm. And I don't just mean his heel turn. Like, every year they bring him out, we're mad, and then he's the last guy. Like, he's been the last guy. He was the last – Orton threw him out. Nakamura threw him out. I don't think Rollins didn't throw him because he wasn't there. And then McIntyre threw him out. Like, as the last guy. Like, that's cool.
Right. I agree. I'm glad he made it, too. It's a good Warrior made it. Closes it out. The 40th would have been the Hardys. There are, I think, where we had at the bottom of this top 40.
Yeah. I'm glad we got some of the women in, too.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, they deserved it. It'll be interesting as we get to more traditional months. Like, I think it'll be a little bit easier than trying to win, like, weight Royal Rumble wins and stuff.
Yeah.
But February, you're going to have all the chambers. So that's, that's going to play a role.
It's going to be nice and confusing.
Yeah. Mania should be straightforward. All right.
Mr. WrestleMania then, right?
Right. So that'll do it for our January workers. So if you guys enjoyed this, it's a little different. I liked it. We'll do this every month. February upcoming, and we'll be back here every other week on the No Holds Barred podcast. Check out everything we have to offer, the North South Connection. Tons of shows each and every day. We're gonna have some new stuff filtering in 2021. Subscribe now, get in on it, join our Facebook group, place to be. Lots of conversation, polls, tournaments, topics every day there. Twitter, I'm a JT the Pod Guy. Aaron's at Aaron D. George. Just check out, share your feedback, rate us, review us, appreciate it. Dookie's been dropped. We are out. Everyone, take care.
Goodbye. Ballin' in a place to be. If you really wanna party with me, ain't got we trust. Yo, it's a must that you heard of us, yo, we murder us. A lot of niggas is wondering and they curious. How me and my niggas do it is so mysterious. Furious, all of my niggas is serious. Shook niggas be walking around fearing us. Front nigga, like you don't wanna be hearing us. Gotta listen to how radio be playing us. 30 times a day, she'll make you delirious. Damaging everything all up in your areas. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. So up in between the ass where they wanna carry us. Good, then I hit them off with the alias. What?
Various chickens, they wanna marry us. Yo, it's flip mode, my nigga, you know we bout to bust. Seven figure money, the label preparing us. Bite the dust instead of you making the fuss. Niggas know better cause there ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, niggas is never, we fabulous. Hit my people off with the flow, that be marvelous. Oh shit, my whole clique victorious. Taking no prisoners, niggas is straight up warriors. Why you feeling that? I know you be feeling so glorious. Then I blitz and reminisce on my nigga notorious.
We like really wanna party like that. Let me see that, what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Straight buck wildin' in the place to be.